This is the perfect time to start a side hustle, and this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Back to the podcast. Happy to have you back. Great to be here with you. This is Living My Side Hustle. I had a question come in through our website. Thank you so much. If you go to livingmysidehustle.com, that's it, livingmysidehustle.com, you'll see a little microphone icon, and you can click the icon and leave us a voice message, which we love. We love hearing voices. We're podcasters, so we love anything to do with voice. Go there to livingmysidehustle.com. Leave us a voice message and we'll grab your voice and put it here in the podcast. How about that? You want to be on a podcast? Go to Living My Side Hustle and click the little microphone icon. Leave us a message. But we had a message come in through email comment. And the question was, what is the point of a side hustle? Like, why are you guys talking about this in a podcast? And why is this important? What's the point to all of this about having a side hustle? And one of the first things that came to mind was that having a side hustle is a great way to pay off debts, earn a little extra money, and kind of create that little safety net that we all kind of need. We just came through, and we're still, in some places, still living with this global pandemic and all that stuff. And we talk about how when you have a career, you're on someone else's ladder as you go to work. They pay you to basically to set your dreams aside for 40 hours a week and work for them and fulfill their dreams and fulfill their goals. And it's great. And I'm not putting down having a career. That's important. And the idea of living my side hustle is that there's times when it's nice to have that something on the side, the evenings, the weekends, the passion projects, whether or not you make money at it even. But it's something that lights you up and something that you find your gifts and talents in. And maybe it's something that's completely different than your 9-to-5. And we found that for Jen and I. We found things that we love to do that have nothing to do with what we do for a living. But what we do for a living is great, but it doesn't meet that creative need or scratch that itch that we have. And we find that having that side hustle is one of those things that just helps you to grow as a person, and it helps you to develop. So, and the other side of it, though, is it can be a simple way to pay off some debt. If raise your hand if you have debt. My both hands are up. If you're living with debt, you can sell stuff, you can get another job, or maybe a side hustle is your answer. And it can be short term. Again, you're not signing up for something that's going to be you're forever. Maybe it's just a short-term task or thing you can do on the side. And it helps to kind of feed that bank account and pay down those debts. It's always a great option. So paying off debts is, for many people, among some of the top reasons for to have a side hustle. And if you're paying off debt and you don't feel like you're making any headway, you may benefit from the extra money that you make just by having a side hustle. So I want to talk about today four reasons you need a side hustle. Side hustling is a way of life for like millions of people around the world. And the whole term side hustle, again, we talk about it all the time. It's gained a lot of popularity over the years, and the term is starting to refer to making a little extra money outside of your regular day job. So side hustles are really more than just for covering expenses. There's several reasons why you should start a side hustle. And even if you can live comfortably off your primary income, a side hustle might be that one thing that could lead to something greater and give you a new skill set, teach you new things, and open that door for you that you didn't know you could do. And I love that part of side hustling. So four things. Number one, having multiple sources of income is empowering. I've heard somebody say that the the most confident people in life are the people who have options. And I love that. I love that thought that when you have no options and all you have is your 9-to-5 or your midnight shift or whatever you're working on right now, and that's as far as you can see, having options gives you power and gives you that flexibility. We saw this through the pandemic as people were on a ladder, climbing up the corporate ladder, and found out that their ladder was non-essential. And all of a sudden, your server job where you're serving at a restaurant, there is no restaurant, it's closed. And we don't know when it's going to open again. And you have to go find that new thing. So if you're on a ladder and someone's holding your ladder for your career, think of the visual of that. You're climbing and climbing, but someone's holding your ladder. Who is that someone? And if you have something else in your life that you can jump to or draw from in times of need or to help you, then I think side hustles may be one of the answers for you. And again, let's go back to the pandemic. There's so many times when we were trusting someone else for our paycheck and to give us that shift or call us in for work. And what are we doing for ourselves to make that possible? So you become more self-reliant and you kind of be able to direct your time and again, pay down maybe some of those debts that are creeping up on all of us. It's a norm for all of us. And a side hustle might be the answer for you. So the second reason that side hustles just make sense is that you can use it to earn extra money to pay off your debts. And paying off debt is free for most people, including myself, among some of the top reasons we need a side hustle. And if you're paying off your debt, you don't feel like you're making any headway. You benefit from the extra money that you make with a side hustle. By simply assessing your debt and your financial status, a side hustle might become the main reason for you to kind of go down that path. And that's what I would encourage you, just to kind of to see how a side hustle might be able to help relieve some of the stress financially for you as you pursue that. It's a great quote from Gerald Zingraff. He's a project manager. He's got 3 side hustles. Way to go, Gerald. Gerald says, it doesn't take a lot of time to build a side gig. It's like getting in shape. You don't go to the gym for 8 hours a couple of times and expect to see results. Instead, you commit 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week for a few months. So your side hustle takes effort, takes time, takes you building on it and growing it. It does take a lot of effort. And it's something that Jen and I have seen in our side hustle, which we started back in 2014, doing craft shows and events and all that, and growing it into our storefront. It's a journey. If that's kind of the path you're looking at for your side hustle, be prepared. It's going to take a lot of time and effort, a lot of sweat, tears, all that, a lot of time for you to build. And that time is something amazing because you're investing in your future as a side hustle. Number 3, you can use the extra money from your side hustle to build wealth. Maybe you want to buy a property and you need down payment for that property and you want to have a rental property. So maybe raising some money through a side hustle will help you. Maybe you're going to go back to school and before you do that, you want to raise some money to pay for tuition. A side hustle would be really helpful in that situation. Kids have dental work to do and you're not covered. Well, maybe a side hustle will give you that little boost of income to help pay for some of those things that pop up. It all goes back to that self-reliance again. It all goes back to being able to take care of yourself and, again, not have somebody else hold your ladder in life. And that's a beautiful part about side hustles, and I really enjoy that part. The 4th one, a side hustle could actually turn into a job that you really love. And I'm seeing that when we interview people for podcasts and chat with friends and family and people that are in the side hustle space, is that sometimes in developing their side hustle, they find that it can replace their 9-to-5. And that's amazing. It's a big leap. You know, you lose the security and the comforts of having someone else carry the weight and the responsibility of keeping the business going. But when you step out on your own, again, that whole thing about risk reward, you can, if you are in charge of everything, you risk it all, but you get all the rewards as well. You're not sharing time, all that effort with someone else. So maybe your side hustle turns into something bigger. And that would be amazing. And I would love to hear your side hustle story, if that's you. And you're on that path and you're trying to figure out, how can I turn this into something great? And how can I leave my job that's maybe not filling me up? Maybe that's a step for you, is look at how you can develop something and grow. We had a great interview over on Living the Next Chapter. And one of our guests came on. They were talking, they have a book about going solo. They were talking about how if you're going to pursue something on your own, to get to the point where you're working in your career and in your job, to the point where you actually create the space and the time and the resources around you so that you can leave your position. And we'll have an episode of this to share with you here on Living My Side Hustle. But it was such a great conversation around just building that network around yourself where you're self-reliant even within a career before you make the jump. Because a lot of people seem to make that jump into a side hustle with no safety net, no finances, and they carry the stress of building something from scratch. So leverage where you are today in the career you are in, and how can you develop within the role you're in? How can you become better? How can you add more value to your current company before you jump to something on your own? And in the process of becoming a better person yourself, as you grow and as you develop and as you become a better person, then if you do have the opportunity to move into a side hustle, you're coming into it as a better person. You're not coming it out of disdain or despair about a job that you're not enjoying. So you unplug and coast in your current employment situation. You get better and you grow and you get stronger and you develop where you are in the hopes of and becoming the person that you need to be to have your side hustle become successful and do the side hustle on the side. That's one thing I would really encourage you to think about. And again, we'll have that episode coming up for you that you can hear about this book about going solo. Great. James was a great guest and we really, really enjoyed it, but I will share that with you as well. So you have that and it's exciting to see how we can develop our side hustle. I would love to talk to you about your side hustle. I would love to hear your journey. And if you have a side hustle, I would really love to have you on the podcast and share your side hustle journey with our audience. Maybe your words could encourage somebody. Maybe there's someone listening or participating in this podcast, and your words would help them, would encourage them, and give them that gentle nudge towards starting a side hustle of their own. Maybe that's something that you can help be a part of by being a guest on the podcast, livingmysidehustle.com. And again, you can leave us a voice message through the little microphone icon. You can email us. And we would love to have you be a part of our community of side hustlers. And so that we can inspire each other and grow with each other. Coming up after this episode, we'll have the episode with James. James will be coming on to talk about his book, Going Solo. And I would love to share that with you over there. So that episode will be coming up right next after this, and I would love to share that with you. Thank you so much for being part of Living My Side Hustle. I hope your day is amazing, and I hope that every hustle comes true for you. Wishing you much success from myself, Dave, and Jen, who will be with me soon. Thank you for being part of Living My Side Hustle. Enjoy your day. Thank you. Cheers.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you. KidsPod, a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts, making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.